This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Enterprise, spelled with a Z, is a software company focused on providing business and accounting software solutions to startup and high-growth companies across the globe. The Irish-born company was founded in 2016 to provide a single software solution to SMEs that enables them to scale without the need for alternative software models. Enterprise's partners include SAP, international banks, accountants, and software solution providers in 35 countries around the world, which allows it to provide real-time data to users about their financial health. I'm now speaking to Morgan Brown, the CEO of Enterprise. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning. How are you,
Frida? I'm good. And I know you started with Milner Brown. Can you tell us a little bit about that company?
I can, yeah. Milner Brown has been an SAP partner since about 2003. So when SAP first launched their SME solutions, God, a long time ago now, they launched a product called SAP Business One. And we became an SAP Business One partner back then.
Right.
We've been one ever since, focusing primarily in Northern Europe, delivering those solutions to, I guess, sort of larger SME customers, you know, in maybe manufacturing sectors, distribution businesses, that kind of thing.
Right. And what led to this, to the formation of Enterprise?
So the advent of cloud, I guess, was very interesting for us. And we saw an opportunity to provide a solution to those SMEs that they could grow with. So what we saw with SAP Business One, and as powerful as it was, is that it couldn't reach the smallest of SMEs. And as a result, as companies were growing, and most companies start with one or two people and grow from there, I guess, they were having to change their systems over time. And that came with a lot of disruption for those organizations.
Right.
So with the advent of cloud and the ability to, I guess, democratize business management solutions, we wanted to be able to offer a solution that the startup could take advantage of. And as they grew, with one click of a button, they could add new functions to their business, like CRM or stock management, without the need to change systems and without having to go through that expensive disruption, if you like.
Right. Years ago, I used to work for IBM, what we call legacy systems, and the investments
there
you, you and not willing to let go because I put so much money in it, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So what are some of the challenges?
It's not just about money, Frida. It's about disruption. It's about it's about the need for your staff to come off doing what they were doing before and have to learn a new system or migrate the data. And that's very disruptive for any business that's trying to grow.
Right. You can't afford any downtime. You know, I guess coming up with this as well, right, and starting in 2016, what are some challenges facing SMEs prior to the pandemic and then, I guess, during the pandemic?
Well, I think the, prior to the pandemic, the challenges have always been the same. It's about the ability to grow margin, protect those margins, protect your cash flow, which is the lifeblood of your business, and do all of that whilst also trying to find new customers and manage your business in general. So the challenges were always there. I don't think they've gone away. I think during the pandemic, we have some significant challenges now in terms of visibility. You know, are we going to be open next month or not? Are we going to have some government support or not? You know, even in terms of employees, with some of the supports that are out there now, it's getting very difficult to even get them back into the workforce, having been closed for such a long period of time. So there's a huge challenges right now, but I guess there's huge opportunities for SMEs coming out of the pandemic if they can seize the opportunity itself. So we have an awful lot of money being pumped into economies by governments and supports in one way or another. And SMEs by their nature are very agile. So they're very able to pivot their businesses quickly, as we've seen during the pandemic, where an awful lot of food businesses have now moved to delivery and things like that. We're seeing, we're going to see a lot of that now after the pandemic as well. And how can those SMEs maximize all these new routes to market as they come out of the pandemic itself? So I think the SMEs are well positioned to take advantage in an agile way of whatever comes. But I also think that they have to be open to those changes in order to be able to take advantage of them.
I think, would they also be a realization that, you know, because of this, and we could be very dependent on labor, and, you know, with cash flow, if I could invest, you know, what could be automated would also make it easier. Right. During if should not that this pandemic's over, should another pandemic happens again, so that, you know, where I can automate certain things and not be dependent on people.
Yeah, I think automation is going to be key, obviously. And that's what I believe in personally. But, you know, if we're looking at trying to automate protecting our margins, or if we're looking at trying to automate our accounting as best as we can so that we can focus on the day-to-day operations.
Right.
The last thing I want to do is get bogged down by, you know, what are my margins? How are my margins affected by currency fluctuations?
Mm.
How is my cash flow affected by a particular customer who isn't paying me in time?
Mm.
How do I try and predict any potential bad debt that could come out of a customer relationship, for example?
Mm.
All of those things come by putting in good systems.
Right.
And, you know, that's what we try and strive to try and do, is to give people those systems in order for them to see exactly how much they're making as they're making it, so that it isn't a shock or a surprise down the line.
Right. We'll talk a little bit about your tie-up with UOB and also coming out in Singapore. But before that, the company currently employs about 120 people. Your headquarters based in Dublin, offices in Birmingham, Singapore, Malaysia, Colombia, Indonesia, Zimbabwe, Thailand, Dubai and Poland, right? So they're just so varied countries, right? And it's used by over 15,000 users in 30 countries across the world. You know, why have you decided to have offices in these countries, you know, that are, I guess, you know, very, very different in nature?
They are, but very much the same challenges in every country for SMEs, I think, really.
Right.
And, you know, when we talk about SMEs, we're talking about companies from the startup all the way through to, you know, 30, 40, 50 million in turnover, who are still considered SMEs, even though they're by all accounts quite large.
Mm.
But they all face the same challenge. And whether you're a 100,000 turnover company or a $50 million company, cash flow is still key. And that's still the same challenge you have. And tracking that cash flow and ensuring that you have the margins at a gross level for starters, so you're making enough on buying and selling products to cover your overheads,
right,
is absolutely key for the success of any SME.
Mm.
And I think that's part of why we tied up with UOB. And the reason we're in Southeast Asia in general is because they saw a big need to help their customers to optimize their businesses.
Right.
And that's part of why we started there, funnily enough, and started in Singapore, and quickly grew into Malaysia then in partnership with them.
Right. Okay.
But I think the need is everywhere, Frida, to be honest, and we're seeing it in Zimbabwe as well, where they have challenges themselves with currency and cash flow, and using technology to try and support those companies as best we can.
All right. So very interesting, as you were saying. And I do want to talk a little bit about your move to Singapore in 2018 after this. I'm here with Morgan Brown from Enterprise. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Breaking Financial Matters, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business on Enterprise. I'm here with Morgan Brown, the CEO of Enterprise, spelled with a Z. You know, early on, we were talking about, you know, a company that's been around for about 5 years, now with 120 staff and 15,000 users in 30 countries. And you came out in Asia, in Singapore in 2018, and then following, you know, various countries in Southeast Asia. And the reason you chose to start off in Singapore would be?
Well, UOB and SAP were working together on this initiative to support SMEs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they were looking for was something that could span all of the different sizes of SMEs, not just these larger ones that I alluded to earlier.
Right.
So that's where we came in, because our technology and our solution was something that met those needs of all of those SMEs.
Mm.
So that's kind of where it started.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't spent much time in Asia, to be honest, Rita, at all. So it was kind of a bit of a gamble,
right.
But it's one that sort of worked out really well for us. And the relationship's been very strong. And indeed, the uptake across the region has been fantastic.
Right. And you would have come out a little bit more often had it not been a pandemic, I'm sure.
I was there every 6 or 8 weeks.
Right.
And I haven't been in a year and a half. My normal air miles, Frieda, are about 350,000 kilometers, and it went to zero literally overnight. So it's been a real change for me.
All right. Okay. So all these points to claim when we can travel again. So when you talk about UOB and their presence in Southeast Asia, are the needs different in Southeast Asia? You know, and what is the opportunity here?
I think there's a great opportunity for all sizes of businesses. I still see an awful lot of companies that haven't adapted to digital solutions for one reason or another. And I see a huge appetite for it. You know, the number of customers that are onboarding on enterprise, as an example, is a real testament to how people want to take advantage of those new technologies. And there's a real appetite at a banking level, at a government level, to really support those SMEs. You know, we see the QR code payments like Do It Now, all helping pillar banks to actually drive faster payments for their SME customers.
Mm.
So those kind of initiatives are, I guess, the envy of the world in some respects, because we don't have those in an awful lot of the other markets that we work in. And they would aspire to have them. So when we see those sort of technologies, we see a real opportunity for SMEs to, you know, reduce their costs and processing payments, for example, speeding up their cash flow. And we have a nice new solution coming out in partnership with UOB called MCollect X, which launches in June, which allows retailers and SMEs to take payment from their customers using Do It Now, Pay Now, Prompt Pay, and other solutions in different markets, which really helps to speed up getting the money into your bank account, which is important. It cuts down on the credit card commissions, which I think is very important also, because it protects your margins. And, you know, it's a nice digital solution that works on your mobile device. So those are the kind of things that people are really embracing. And then in some markets, we're seeing electronic invoicing. We're seeing all of these different initiatives coming out that are there to help SMEs speed up all of the different processes that they run.
Right. And you know, I guess, do you still see, you know, a lot of companies, when you're having these conversations, a lot of them still very manual in their processes? And I guess this has brought about acceptance of, you know, cloud solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that the most used solution in businesses today is still Microsoft Excel to do your invoicing and to do your accounting and things like that. And the problem is it's prone to error, right?
Right.
So, you know, one formula wrong in one cell and all of a sudden your taxes are out and you have a potential challenge.
Right.
So, you know, we've built all those formulas, we've tested them, we've done all of those things. So something like enterprise at a very granular level, at a very basic level, is just a simple Excel spreadsheet that's working it all out for you.
Right.
But in essence, it's not going to have the errors and the mistakes in it. Yeah. So you can start there with something very, very simple and grow then into something much more comprehensive over time. So there is still a lot of that manual effort going on. And those, in effect, also drive up costs. They erode margin. I know I keep talking about margin, but it is key to the success of all businesses. And then as a result, it impacts your cash flow, because if you've got errors going out on invoices, it's another reason for somebody not to pay you on time and to push out those all important receipts.
Right. You know, has e-commerce been a push for the solutions you offer, or are we not, it's a different ball game, or they're not even at that level?
No, they absolutely are, and embracing it much faster. So SMEs used to be quite simple businesses, but they're actually becoming quite complex quite quickly. And that has been born out of necessity. And, I'm a firm believer that when things like this happen, people have to change and pivot. So, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, as they say.
Yeah.
But I think when we look at online e-commerce, we're seeing people taking an opportunity to deploy online solutions whilst they've been closed during the pandemic. But now they're sort of embracing that as a new route to market that they want to develop alongside their bricks and mortar type environments.
Right.
So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of people onboarding and we've a tight integration with Shopify, for example. So we're seeing people onboard that solution as part of their environment. And then they're extending the reach, not just within their own country, but then obviously within other jurisdictions as well.
Right. I'm having a look at your website and then the solutions that you offer. What about CRM? Are they taking that, you know, is it something that they've thought about before?
I don't think so, because an awful lot of SMEs would have said, hey, I know my customers, I can manage them, I know what everything's happening.
Right.
But visibility is becoming key.
Right.
And especially when we're opening and closing and we don't really know what's next. We need to be really tight on every opportunity that's coming through the business so that we don't miss any.
Right.
So yeah, CRM gives me the visibility, or gives SMEs the visibility to see what's happening down the line within their business. So what's the pipeline for next month like, and the month after? Because we all need to be able to plan a little bit further than maybe we did before.
You're not going to let anything slip between the fingers, you know.
Exactly.
Every opportunity, you know, I mean, and of course, one of the things as well, you know, servicing, right? Because it's not just about getting the customer, but then maintaining that relationship with your customer after, you know, the initial purchase of things.
Exactly. And so, you know, even after you sell something to somebody, how do you get that repeat customer?
Right.
Because the easiest person to sell to is going to be your existing base rather than having to find new ones.
Right.
So the service management and looking after the equipment that you've sold before becomes really important. And then the delivery of spare parts to that equipment and how you manage the inventory around all of that.
Right.
And I guess this is how and what happens when small businesses grow to become more complex. They have more people, they have more processes, they have more offerings. All of those things need to be managed. And that's where something like enterprise scales as your business grows too.
Right. And has the pandemic affected expansion plans in any way for enterprise, or actually has it boosted it?
It's boosted it, to be honest, because cloud is nice and simple. So, you know, whereas before there were a lot of people who still had on-premise solutions for one reason or another, or they didn't have any. You know, the access to cloud-based applications for invoicing, accounting, inventory management has become so much simpler and easier.
Right.
So we're seeing a huge uptake from that perspective in nearly every country that we work in. So no, we've seen it as a very propulsion, I guess, for the delivery of cloud-based solutions for SMEs.
Okay, so what's next for enterprise in the next, you know, 5 years, say?
Well, we're very excited about the new mCollectX solution. So moving into that whole payment space and helping companies to get paid faster and cheaper. So we're really excited about that. And really, it's just about expanding into more markets. So the second half of the year, we launch in the United States and start to expand then across the rest of the European Union as well, as well as launching into Hong Kong.
Right.
So we're looking at more territories, more localizations. And then from a technical perspective or technology perspective, we're looking at the whole concept of machine learning and AI.
Right.
So trying to automate and predict what's happening within your business based on certain parameters that have been set, or based on the solution actually learning about your business over time, so that it can help you to improve your margins, watch it for currency fluctuations, look at slow moving inventory before, and predicting for you how you might see those items starting to slow, so you can maybe move them out of your warehouse as quickly as you can. All of those different scenarios to try and optimize and make SMEs as efficient as possible.
All right. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and hope to see you out in this part of the world one day. I've been speaking to Morgan Brown, the CEO of Enterprise. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.